Notice the vestments?
Bit different. They're rose color. It's the fourth week of Lent.
Latare, rejoice.
It's a matter of during our journey, during Lent, let's not get glum and depressed. That's not the point of it. The point is to have a good inventory of ourselves. And we're at the halfway point. And it's a matter of remembering and keeping this focus of God's love and mercy. We heard proclaimed one of the more famous or one of the most familiar of Jesus' parables, the prodigal son. And we all know, as was proclaimed here with the event, that for the most part, that's what it's referred to as the prodigal son. What does prodigal mean? That's homework tonight. But the prodigal son is one way of looking at it. Granted, it is the majority of the entire event in the parable, in which we're talking about what becomes reality of a selfish and foolish individual. Fortunately, there's a good turn at the end. But it could also be about the other son. Although not much spoken in the parable, that would be probably something that would best be reflected as arrogant and self-righteous. And although there's not a change of heart, I'd like to hope that there was. Of course, obviously, the third of the three main characters within the parable would be that of the loving, merciful father, in which is described in a very lovely way in this parable. As we think and reflect upon that parable, who do you identify with? Who do you identify with in the characters? Well, I'd like to think that I'm reflected upon that of the Father, of loving and mercy. And then reality hits. And although I don't want to think of myself as a bad person, I certainly am not a very good example as is portrayed in the parable with the Father, who is love and mercy. The truth of the matter would be, I would probably best identify with actually both of the sons. And although it's selfish of myself, I'm in hopes I'm not the only one here that can identify with the other two sons. And the first one, essentially what's being said is, Father, you're dead to me. I want what's coming to me. Give it to me. And in back in those days, there was prescribed portions of inheritance that would be given. And we know what he did. He has friends, quote unquote, because he has money. Foolishly, he thought this was great. Until he has to deal with swine, which is about as low as you could get. What's the turning point here is when he came to his senses, when it dawned on him what he has truly missed, then is the turning point, obviously. He's not after even having the same status that he did, but knows that at least what is needed would be provided by his father. Notice that the father was always looking for him. And the father ran after him. And the father wouldn't hear what he had to say because he was overjoyed by his return. Because now he was alive. Now he understood. The ring, the robe, the sandals, they all have meanings of that of authority and status and role. The important thing is, the father took him back in his arms after he was selfish, foolish, and that of wishing he was dead. Then he came to his senses and they threw a party, an all-you-can-eat buffet. Now the older brother wasn't happy because he did everything he was supposed to do and he didn't feel that this was right. This wasn't just. I've felt that before. The mode of being self-righteous and kind of arrogant. And although I'd like to think that it's not that I'm the only one, I have a feeling I'm not. That from time to time we do have that self-righteousness that I've done what I'm supposed to do.
This isn't fair.
What's the motivation? Is the motivation to really respond properly to the love given? Or is it for something else? And that's what it comes down to for us. As we are here this evening, with that of the Father, we obviously know who that represents in the parable. It certainly isn't the deacon, but it is Almighty God, who is that of unconditional love and unconditional mercy. And during Lectare, right? Lectare, we should rejoice in knowing that God is unconditional love and mercy for each and every one of us, no matter which of these two we tend to reflect on. And so I want us all to think tonight of the joy of our God. And I know I've said this before, of His unconditional love. Don't ever make the mistake in thinking God does not love you or that you're not worthy of God's love. God loves you unconditionally. There is nothing you can do that will make God love you more. God loves you total and complete. God is mercy, total and complete. The question is, how do we respond to that? That's for us to think over, to reflect upon. And while we reflect upon that, know that that is truth. God is all love and mercy. Cannot love you any more than what God does right now. It's how we respond. Knowing that, let us all rejoice.